Hello guys, welcome back to K-pop Corner in my podcast. So today I'm gonna talking about the new comeback from Treasure with So this is their new single for the third chapter, which is everyone very anticipated. And then I also watched them when they release it right away yesterday, and I'm pretty shocked, even though I already seen all the dance teaser. But when it comes to the music videos, wow, it's just awesome guys. Besides, they also flexing the new YG building, which just look very futuristic and amazing. So basically they just flexing their new building and they use it as their a background for the music video, which is a very smart move, I think. Yeah, so right now I'm gonna like react to what I saw on the music video. So first, about the music, I love this kind of vibes more than Boy and I Love You, because this is give the strong vibes. It's a very YG vibes, so swaggy, hip-hop and dark, which is I love, because I kept looking for the color of Treasure. So which way they're gonna bring this Treasure members into. So basically they're very versatile, they are can change from a very groovy, a very fun, cheer and a very youthful, but also they can be very swag and very mysterious, dark, and they have those vibes. So basically it's just like opening layer by layers of Treasure. So basically from 1, 2, 3 chapter, they like open up just like their story. So first Boy, they look at the girl, and then I Love You, they're confessing, and probably in this third chapter they start a relationship, and they have that very good and a very intense relationship, I'd say. So basically from the song overall, I really love it. And then from the choreography itself, they have another group dance which is pretty good, and I love it since they try many different moves. And also noticing that even there's a move when they on each other's back, when they on each other's back, like Hyunsuk at the beginning on the top of Jaehyuk back, and then just jumping and starting rapping. And also Mashi and also Yidam also at each other's members back during the song. And also the scene stealer for me will be the Doyoung, when he did the like he just like shooting every member, and every member just dropping on the floor when after they're like flipping around. That's so cool, that was so cool. And then after that scene also, the most interesting bop will be the last one. Of course, the highlight is the dance itself, which is Jungwani and Wuto being the center. And then that's illegal, basically. I don't know why, but yeah, that they can get that vibes and like elaborated in such a beautiful way to dance. And then after that highlight dance, after that they also have the before the closing statement, basically when Hyunsuk becoming the center and they changing their outfit into orange and black, and that was pretty awesome with the backdrop, lots of screen with fire, which is they literally say fire, and that's pretty cool. That also the highlight. And then the very strong, charismatic and a pretty intense dance movement at the end. And then after that, Jungwani being the center, and then it sent a very strong vibes of the dance. So So basically from the choreography, it's pretty awesome. They did well. It's not like a group dance like I Love You before, but I love this kind of vibes. After that, from the line up itself, I'm pretty shocked about Asai, because Sai get lots of lines, and I really love that, since he also my bias, because he's a pretty great composer. As we know, he also made the single Orange right after this single. So basically Orange composed, written by Asai and other members. So it means he's a great producer. As always, we knew before from the Treasure Map, he's already has a bunch of songs. So basically he's just flexing which one I have to release for the Treasure album. So I'm really proud of him. So basically, I was so shocked about Asai lines, because it's quite long and it's the pre-chorus like Yedam had it before, and I didn't expect that Asai will have the second pre-chorus, and then turns out he got that pre-chorus, and I'm so happy. And after that, he still got another lines to sing, and which is pretty cool, and also love it. And then another highlight, of course, Bang Yedam. We know that he made that bop, he made that hit after, right after Hyun Suk rap, and then he just blurting out his voice, it's like honey dripping, so everyone knew about it, so like amazing. And then after that, of course, Jungwoo also sing really good, as like Jungkook have like more cheerful vibes, happy vibes when he sings, just like Masio. So I thought probably they intend to make that part sound a bit cheerful, because both Jungkook and Masio sing us that part in that cheerful vibe. So I thought probably they have that intention to make that part really cheerful. And then of course we also have rap line really on fire. So it started the opening with Haruto, which he always did amazing with the low tone voice of rapping, swaggy vibes. It really like we can saw it from his eyes, gesture, his outfit, and then yeah, it just like every YG artist always sparks this swaggy vibes, even though they have like chill song or happy song, I don't know, that's just naturally come out from them. That's based on my opinion, because I'm a YG stan. So after Ruto blurt out his rap line, which is very good, and then continue with Hyunsuk after he jump out of the box and jump from the Jaehyuk back also, because we have two versions here. Then he's blurting another rap. Basically the lyrics were good. All of the rap line, they wrote the rap lyrics themselves, which is amazing. And then Hyun Suk, as always, he has this swaggy and cool vibes as a leader, and even he wrote it on his lyrics as well. I want to be a leader to lead you. Yeah, basically he's just a leader, right? And then don't forget his tassel on his cap, that was so cool. That's statement, fashion statement, because yeah, we know that Hyun Suk is another fashion icon and Treasure, right? And then after that part, we also highlight Yoshi. So basically, this is Yoshi era also. For he got this solo rapping just in the middle, and that was so lit. And he can give that swaggy vibes. Also, the lyrics were on point. So basically, he's so cool and I'm so proud of him. Basically, he can shine bright in this era. And also notice his new hair and style. Yeah, Prince Yoshi, you know everyone. So basically, the rap line were on fire. And then we also have to highlight other members as well. So Jaehyuk and also Doyoung, and the highlight of bopping and dancing, of course. And then yeah, basically everyone shine, then they have their own spotlight in this music video, and I'm really excited that everyone got their time to shine. And then for the outfit, oh, that's so cool. Basically, they have dark and bright concept. So the dark one, you know, at the beginning with the black and also all this hype, and the bright, I love the astronaut kind of outfit. So basically, it looks like NASA outfit. Like, probably they wanna go to the another galaxy, since we knew that Treasure Evac, the white one with the embroidery letter Treasure, was so cool. And then it incorporated with the background itself on the building, the new YG building. It incorporated very well because it's their outfit is white, and then the building also basically dominantly painted white, so it really incorporated and futuristic as well. And then we have another colorful outfit in the middle. We know when Asai part sing, and also Doyoung outfit also shine because they have very colorful and like a very attractive outfit as well. Basically everyone in the middle of the song, they have this colorful standout color, which is very good. And then the last one, I want to highlight the black and orange combination of the outfit, which is very good. And then it's also incorporated with the lyrics fire. And then they also have this very great backdrop, lots of screens, LCD screens with the writing Treasure, and also with the fire. Basically, literally, they said fire. Even though Jihoon himself said that, he also shocked looking at the how real the fire come out from the screen. So if you saw behind the screen of this music video making, so you will know that they are flexing that much. So in this music video, I can say that I really love this style more than A Boy and I Love You. Of course, everyone has their own perception, and for me, this one is the best. And I'm really looking forward for another full album release on December. And I also want to add, I really love Orange, that they can sing ballad very good. And then they have a very pretty good line distribution on this song. So I love this kind of vintage retro vibes from Orange color. I mean, not orange color, orange song. Since it represents sunset, when someone, he doesn't want to leave his lover, or he doesn't want them break up. On sunset. So basically it's very touchy, it's very sentimental, but also very beautiful. And it is written by Asai as a composer, and others participate as to write the lyrics as well. And everyone sings pretty well here, everyone, and even the rap line too did their best. So I think this album will be a bop, and everyone always said that, yeah, Treasure will be the rookie of the year. And I think, yeah, it is correct, 100%, I agree. And I hope they can show another colors and layers in every comeback. And after this, I'm gonna have another video reaction for Song Min-ho, Domanga, Runaway, and also about my thought for, yes, the comeback of the G-Dragon. Since I'm a VIP, so I'm gonna have my thought about this news, which is a very good news. And I think this year will be the year of YG, I think. So thanks everyone for listening to me, and then keep watching and support all YG artists, and stay safe, stay healthy, stay support each other, music for everyone. And then yeah, in this time, I hope we can still be positive and always grateful for everything. And wherever you are, thank you for listening to my podcast. See you, and God bless you all. Peace. 안녕.